For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Republican Congressman Christopher Collins says he will fight charges that he used insider information about a biotechnology company to make illicit stock trades. He spoke to the press after pleading not guilty to insider trading earlier in the courtroom.
As I fight to clear my name, rest assured, I will continue to work hard for the people and constituents of the 27th Congressional District of New York, and I will remain on the ballot running for re-election this November.
He accused a New York City federal court of tipping off his son about bad news and helping others avoid big losses in the company where he was a board member. In fact, he's accused of making the tip-off phone call from a White House picnic. His attorneys say they will mount a vigorous defense to clear his name. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go. Or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of Warren Hour are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
New U.S. sanctions coming against Russia. According to the State Department, because of that apparent assassination attempt of a former Russian agent and his daughter in Britain earlier this year. That involved a nerve agent, which is an internationally banned chemical. This against the background of President Trump's frequent compliments for Russian leader Vladimir Putin, former Deputy CIA Director Michael Morell.
There's always been a strong difference between what the president says in public about Russia and what the administration has actually done on Russia, which is actually pretty tough. So there is divergence between words and action.
At the trial of the president's one-time campaign chairman, an IRS agent testified that Paul Manafort had more than $16 million in unreported taxable business income between 2010 and 2014. The government expects to rest its fraud case by the end of the week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn-Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
A cable TV giant is the new owner of the iconic Brady Bunch house. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
Discovery sharing that HGTV has won the bid for the Studio City, California house that served as the exterior for the original Brady Bunch home from 1969 to 1974. And the network reportedly plans to restore the residence to its original TV appearance. Discovery CEO David Zaslav making the announcement on the company's second quarter earnings conference call Tuesday, though not specifying a price tag for the house. He did not give a sense of what sort of program HGTV might build around the structure, nor whether Brady Bunch actors might take part in it. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
In a speech at the Alliance Defending Freedom Summit on Religious Liberty, Attorney General Jeff Sessions spoke about the changes coming to America's judiciary, John Clemens reports.
In his speech, Attorney General Jeff Sessions spoke about the Trump administration's influence over religious freedoms for all Americans and to make sure what we believe is protected if ever legally challenged.
President Trump has appointed 24 circuit judges, more than any other president at this point in history, and we've got some more to go. One out of every seven circuit judges is now Trump judge.
Sessions concluded his remarks with a promise to uphold the founders' protection of religious liberty. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.